Besides providing for some long-needed waterway improvements, the Water Resources Reform and Development Act passed by Congress last week includes another provision important to agriculture. The bill contains a provision to ease the burden of the Environmental Protection Agency's Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasure Rule, which National Cattlemen's Beef Association Environmental Counsel Ashley McDonald has been a priority with them.
We are extremely excited that after years of work and trying to get a permanent fix to the Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasure Rule for Farms, or SPCC, that we will finally get that permanent fix that farmers and ranchers have been asking for.
McDonald explains what the SPCC provision will accomplish.
It will exempt operations that have aggregate above ground fuel storage levels of less than 6,000 gallons. It'll also allow operations to self-certify their spill plan up to 20,000 gallons. So those numbers have been significantly improved from the SPCC rule that EPA put out many years ago. Unfortunately, ultimately, that number, that 6,000 exemption number, can be lowered to as low as 2,500 gallons due to a provision in there that does tie it to a USDA EPA study that looks at the significant risk of fuel spills from farms.
The most important part of the new provision is that it exempts feed storage to protect the majority of the nation's cattle producers from the burden and cost of developing a spill containment plan.
In calculating your aggregate above ground fuel storage, you do not count any tanks that hold feed ingredients that have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for feed for livestock. You also don't count in that calculation any tanks that hold 1,000 gallons or less of fuel. So those are two important provisions when you're calculating whether you need a fuel plan on your operation or for your operation. That is a major win for NCBA, is that we got feed tanks exempted from the rule.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.